Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He's Chris Tubbs, Augustana women's basketball coach Dave Krauth joining us. And Coach, congrats on the two wins last week. It was an interesting atmosphere at USF, and then you go on the road and beat went up in Marshall over the weekend. Congrats.
Yeah, there was a few things different about the weekend, but one of them is just the distance involved with two road games, and that'd be a little bit nicer to have that kind of distance involved in all of our road weekends.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice? But we did, just had a good weekend and played reasonably well. I didn't think, I think I told Matt Zimmer I was kind of focusing a little bit on the defensive end, just when I tend to watch, and then I'm a little too critical sometimes, but both nights it just seemed like we made enough baskets and made enough plays offensively. Well, we hit a lot of threes the next night, but just did some of those things that, again, can erase some of your deficiencies in other areas.
Were you happy with the defense, Coach, because you gave up 58 on Friday and then 60 on Saturday to Southwest?
No, I didn't think, that's where I just thought we broke down and it looked like we wasted our time, with our walkthrough and scouting reports and, things like that. And some nights, the ball goes in for you and it doesn't go in for your opponent. The stat sheet, is going to tell you a story that's not too complete. Because I just thought, and maybe more so against USF, we had similar looks, on each end, and we were making a little bit more of them than they were, and that's sometimes the nature of the beast, and fortunately it went our way that weekend.
Dave, when your two guards on the outside can pull up and shoot, that makes your team really dangerous. And if I try not to put extra pressure on Shantiva Ashley or Emily Schulte, but when they do that, you guys are a very good basketball team.
Yeah, I think that is, when that's happening, I'm usually feeling fairly good about, what's happening for our team and maybe what the results show, but I agree. And when we can get the game going a little bit, and some of that, we've talked before where we've backed off a little bit on how helter-skelter mm-hmm. we've been and tried to be a little protective at times, and yet we still, we want to hurry it up and down the court, they both can take the ball to the basket, but they both can shoot, too. And so if they're knocking down a few shots, it just seems like, and it gets contagious then.
And that's a good contagious.
Yeah, and a good kind of contagious.
You got the regional rankings came out yesterday. You're sixth in the central regional rankings. What was your reaction when you saw the rankings?
Well, that's about what I expected when you look at the three conferences that are in our region. It's pretty obvious that our conference, the depth from top to bottom, is not going to be, real helpful in, getting extra teams, let's say, into the NCAA tournament.
And Washburn and Central Missouri, they are the two best teams amongst all these three divisions. They're top 10 teams right now.
Right, and that's based on a national poll that where even there are people people don't see these teams,
right?
But they're obviously good teams. I can tell you this, that they don't play. They haven't played each other this year, so that would be an indication. Four of our losses have come to Concordia and Mankato.
That's true. Yeah.
I wish we had a couple of those, especially the home ones, where we were able to make those come out a little different. But your conference schedule and all that. We play 22 conference games. There just aren't those other conferences just don't do that. And so in some ways, it obviously hasn't hurt our men this year, because those leagues are kind of beating up on each other, and so the Northern Sun is kind of dominated there. So it's kind of a crapshoot, and you just have to do your best to put yourself in as good a position as you can, and another week, maybe two, I guess, is when it really counts.
Yeah.
We're talking with Dave Krauth, head coach, Augustana women's basketball, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. They wrap up the regular season at home this weekend, Upper Iowa tomorrow, and then Winona State on Saturday. You mentioned the fact that Washburn and Central Missouri, Coach, they haven't played each other, and these teams from the Northern Sun, you know, they're looking at each other a couple times a year. Is that an advantage or a disadvantage for your team at this point of the year, or does it not even matter other than, you know, maybe the strength of schedule and the records?
Yeah, I do think that that the 22-game conference schedule, you know, wears on teams. And when it, you know, it might depend on when you play the toughest teams, or, you know, you may have a tough stretch or whatever. But I just think it's going to show, rear its head a little bit at some point in the season. And if, you know, if you can kind of weather a storm and get through it and, you know, all of those things. But you just don't know how teams are going to react and whether or not, I mean, it's, you know, some people always say, well, the toughest schedule you can, you know, it's just going to make you tougher and better. Well, you know, that could be true, but if your record's 500 and it's not going to do you any good when, you know, push comes to shove at the end of Division II season. So it is kind of a hard one to measure. I would like to say, I mean, I wish we didn't have 22 games and could maybe schedule, you know, a couple other non-conference type of events, but it is what it is,
yeah.
and we just have to live with it and go with it, and now we've also got an expanded conference tournament starting this year, too.
Well, and you're going to get a chance to host a game next Wednesday. That's going to be nice for you. You get to stay home at least one more week.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the fact, you know, we have two divisions, and we are cross-bracketing, and so there is a very strong pot. Well, our men and ourselves both could end up in exactly that, where we could host.
Mm-hmm.
If we would win, then we're going to go on to the road to a team that might have a lesser record than we do in the conference. And so, you know, we don't always work the bugs out. Now, next year, it expands to 8 teams kind of in the finals. And so this is a different year, and we don't really, you know, okay, yeah, maybe we didn't do a great job of figuring out how to seed this year,
yeah.
But next year, you know, okay, 8 of them go to the Pentagon, you know,
yep.
That type of thing.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're kind of crossing the bridge as we get to it.
You got Upper Iowa, the team that's lost 7 in a row, coming in on Friday, and then you've got Winona State, a team that is right there up in the standings, but they've lost 2 in a row. Give us a little update on these two teams that you'll see this weekend.
Well, you know, you may think I'm blowing smoke, but I mean, you've got two good teams, and I think Winona, you can, I mean, they've been pretty good. They got a nice senior class, and have really kind of just been one of those teams. They're not going to sneak up on you. And Upper Iowa is one of those teams that the win loss record, you know, can be so deceiving. They lost Saturday night to Concordia, and they've had about 3 or 4 of these maybe over the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever we've been in the league. But they had a layup at the buzzer to win the game against Concordia and didn't make it. But that is an indication. I mean, they're just, you know, they're well coached. They really play hard, and they've got a couple kids that we couldn't figure out how to guard down there, so we just threw in a bunch of 3-pointers again. It's kind of like the Southwest game that, you know, we couldn't miss on from 3-point range, and I guess that solved our defensive problems.
There you go. Defense again there, Coach.
Yeah.
Defense is going to need to get better, you say, if you're going to
in this
Northern Sun tournament that's coming up in just over a week. You really think that you need to stress a little more on the defensive side than the offense?
Well, and I don't know if stressing, you know, or emphasizing it anymore, you know, does us any good. We just have to do a little bit better job in some situations. And the Kiefer kid for Upper Iowa is just one of those kids that's almost unguardable when you just play her head up, you know, one-on-one, and she's putting the ball on the floor.
Yep.
She's going to get to the rim or get a shot up.
She's going to get her 18 a game.
Yeah,
real
exactly.
Close.
Yeah. And so, you know, you hope it's not 35 and or that you have to help that much off somebody else to prevent her from doing that. So I hope we do a solid job defensively, and that was something that I didn't, you know, I thought it caused us problems down there.
The one of the oldest cliche questions that coaches get this time of year, is your team playing its best basketball right now?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think it's pretty rare that when you go through a real rugged, in this case, like our 22-game conference schedule, that you're going to be playing your best basketball now. it just, I don't know. There's just something that you've got to be so ready late November mm-hmm. for conference games. And when it's pushing March, you know, just that emotional roller coaster, I just don't think you can sort of build. You know, we played pretty well the last three games. And so, you know, I hope that's kind of a trend. Some of it is just how nicked and dinged up you are. You know, you got a rotation, and if there's disruptions in that, and, I mean, you just sometimes are, you know, you can come out. Cammy Coyne came off the bench last weekend and really gave us a shot in the arm both games. And, you know, if you've got things like that happening, you know, then you feel pretty good about the way you're playing. But I think, I mean, and what's been in the back of my mind here since last night, I mean, I'm watching Minnesota Gophers, man, and they're trying to figure out.
No, don't. Don't.
You know, but,
whatever you see them doing, do the opposite.
Yes. I mean, but they're trying to do what everybody says. Okay, you got to move the ball. You got to get everybody touch. You got to get the ball inside. And so they become so mechanical trying to do all the things that everybody says you got to do. They can't score. And so sometimes I kind of have those thoughts, too, where I'm saying, you know, maybe we got to forget about all those things and just go play helter skelter, you know. Which we can do fairly well. Yep. So it's kind of you just never know.
Well, I think we may see that once it really counts come Northern Sun postseason time. Your team is a fun team to watch, Dave, and
Thank you.
We wish you well this weekend, and we look forward to talking more about your home game on Wednesday for the playoffs.
You bet. Sounds good.
Thanks for the time, Dave. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Good talking to you guys.